Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Lock in! It is the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, Sixers gave us a gift before vacation. Ike, Jaylen Brown is a Sixer. How you feeling, brother?
I'm a Spike. The basketball gods. I'm telling you, man.
We don't have to pick a backup team.
Yeah, just when you don't think they are listening to you, they show you that they hear you. What a gift that was yesterday. Brother Spike, are you kidding me? Basketball is back in the city of brotherly love. Jaylen Brown, a Philadelphia 76er. I'm saying right now.
Oh, no.
Listen, I'm saying right now.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
Oh, God.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're in the Eastern Conference Finals at the least.
Ooh, boy.
At minimum, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals. And the Knicks have to deal with trying to go back-to-back and everybody's hunted now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks have to deal with that.
Yes.
Right? Miami looks good. They're still short a few pieces. Cleveland, okay. Still short a few pieces. Toronto with Kawhi, yeah, nice. Still short a few pieces.
Boston,
let me tell you. Boston, they're in for a rude awakening. They gave up Jaylen Brown. I don't know what they're going to do, but they aren't as strong as they would have been had they kept Jaylen Brown. So they're missing a few pieces. There's a piece out there that I'll get to eventually that may shock a lot of people that could really just tilt everything into our favor. But I got to sit right now, Spike. The Sixers are no worse than the second best team in the Eastern Conference. Right now. And that's not even with a full commitment of Joel Embiid and what you're going to get from him. I'm just looking at the other pieces, the other three pieces. Tyrese Maxey, Jaylen Brown, and DJ Edgecombe. And then I'll throw in D-Wade. Come on, man. Stretch four there. And we added Simons. Come on, man. Yeah. We added Simons?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What a day yesterday was. I'm feeling good about the Sixers. The Sixers are back. The Sixers, I know I'm still in the moment.
That's okay.
But they might be, well, the Phillies are our best chance. The Sixers are close to being our best chance to get in the title. That's how good this team can be, to get in the championship.
That's pretty bold.
That's how good they can be.
Jackie Baseball, holler at your boy just real quick.
Holler at your boy, yeah. Jackie Baseball.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
So,
within 2 years.
So, all right. So, it was funny yesterday because in the 5 o'clock hour, I think Chuck called and he was like, I gave up on this team. And we understood.
Yeah.
We understood, right? I said, anyway, if you're a casual, normal fan, like we're 2-3 years away from anything actually happening, I get it. Then I get my car, 6:15 or whatever. Get the call from Jackie Baseball, tells me the Sixers trade for Jaylen Brown. A stunning turn of events. Look at my phone, all the text.
Yeah.
It wasn't something I thought could happen at all.
I left you a screaming voicemail.
Yeah,
I don't even know if you heard
it. I saw it. The text of it is hilarious because they give you the transcript.
Yes.
The text of it is, I'm saving it forever.
Yeah. I was screaming voicemail, yes.
I'm saving it forever. Like, okay, because I have been trying to work through how I feel about the trade since that happened for the last 24 hours. On its surface, what this has done for the Philadelphia 76ers is it turns a team who you really have no reason to tune in for. You can watch. We love Tyrese Maxey. We love DJ Edgecombe. But like the prospects of them being anything more was not there. Was not there. And it's there now. And I respect stats. And there are a lot that tell the story about Jaylen Brown. But the fact with Jaylen Brown is 2 years ago, he was Eastern Conference Finals MVP. and he's finals MVP, and you do not get fluke, like in baseball, you can get a fluke, you know, World Series
sure.
MVP. That does not happen in the NBA Finals. It doesn't happen in the Eastern Conference Finals for somebody, Iggy, like one in the
right.
history of basketball. And then they won 56 games last year with Jaylen Brown as the primary scorer who held the ball more than anybody else. So Jaylen Brown is a great player. Taking Paul George off your roster, who started to look good at the end yesterday, mm-hmm. and replacing him with Jaylen Brown is a win for the Philadelphia 76ers.
That was a win in itself.
It's a win for the Philadelphia 76ers. And as much as I can be a draft pick hugger, if you're going to tell me that's going to cost us two draft picks to turn the team from who knows what's going to happen, and I've said a bunch of times, like I think the next couple of years, too, are keeping Tyrese Maxey involved and invested in this team.
Yeah.
I think it does all of that. It is a good cost and a bold move from Mike Gansey, you know.
Man.
An incredibly bold move.
Yeah.
So I am happy they traded for Jaylen Brown, and I thought it was a good move. And to go from, and I actually think Paul George will fit in fine with the Celtics.
Sure.
I actually think the Celtics are going to be really good. But that said, this improves the Philadelphia 76ers in a number of different ways.
In the immediate,
yes,
time, and in the future, like there is still a window here with Jaylen Brown.
I think a 3-4 year window for sure. He's 30 years old. He's played a lot of minutes. He's played 10 years in the NBA, all that sort of stuff. But he's still a very, very, very good NBA player. And to have him on the team, and I also think, not that I think Nick Nurse is long for this world or whatever, but he fits what Nurse wants to do in that he is a high energy guy. He's not the defensive player he used to be, but you have those three guys on the court plus Dean Wade. Whoever's playing center, like you can be a defensive team that's going to scramble. You don't. He said fountains not drains, and no offense to Paul George, but Paul George is a drain, and Jaylen Brown on the court is
all
not.
Right. Dude, and he's going to be motivated.
Yes.
He's
going to hate the Celtics more
yes,
than you.
More than we do, yes.
Yeah. He will hate the Celtics more than Tasty Cake Dom.
I don't know about more than Tasty Cake Dom, but you get the point.
But.
You get the point.
Here are my two things. The yeah buts.
Okay.
Yeah but number one. I am terrified making a trade with Brad Stevens. I'm terrified making a trade with the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we made a big trade with the Boston Celtics in 2017 or whenever it was, they ended up with Jason Tatum,
sure.
a champion and a franchise cornerstone. We ended up with Markelle Fultz, and they end up with another draft pick on top of
yeah.
it. So if Brad Stevens, now there's a lot of things that go into why they traded Jaylen Brown. I understand that. Like, it was untenable. But the fact that they decided, well, we're not worried about trading him in the division. You know, we're not worried about trading him to the Sixers, and it's the Celtics. And I think Brad Stevens, that's an excellent organization over there. That's an excellent general manager. I'm scared of trading with him.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that I'm a little worried about.
Okay.
And the second thing is they have to move on from Joel. They have to. Have to. Here's the fact about the NBA right now. Here's the fact is that you don't win a championship when you have $60 million committed to a guy that cannot play in every NBA playoff game.
Mm.
You can't. When we look at the Knicks and they won the championship last year, they were the best, but they were also the healthiest. You know, we saw the Oklahoma City Thunder not be able to get by the Spurs with $45 million of Jalen Williams sitting on the bench. We saw the San Antonio Spurs, you know, with a De'Aaron Fox with an ankle injury, and those guys were playing. And I do think they'll be better when Joel doesn't play, but you need to be able, with two giant contracts in Tyrese and Jaylen Brown, to be able to build out the rest of this team and be able to have a center that you can count on and not change how you're playing every other game and those sorts of things. I love Joel. He is my favorite Sixer of all time. If they're going to capitalize on Jaylen Brown here right now, and they're going to capitalize on Tyrese Maxey right now, I can't have a guy here who is maybe playing tonight, maybe not playing for 3 weeks. And then once we get into the playoffs where it's every other night, I can't have that guy not being able to play. So I don't know if it's now or if it's after, but here's the last thing I'd say is that at one point I was like, I'm not spending picks to get off of Joel.
Yep.
You trade for Jaylen Brown, you spend picks to get off of Joel because your time to win is you just traded for a 30-year-old superstar, not a 24-year-old or a 23-year-old. So you have Tyrese Maxey in his prime. You have Jaylen Brown in his prime. The Joel Embiid thing to me at one point was, we'll deal with that in 2 years. I just don't think they can wait 2 years to deal with it now.
All right, so let me address both of those.
Yes.
I'll start with Joel.
Yes.
Worst come to worst, we got 25 points He rolls out of the bed and gets you 25.
If he plays.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
If he plays. Now, the good thing is, with these three, it won't be as bad if he's not playing. There's enough scoring there. The perimeter defense is there. You can run and play the way they want to play. He's almost an add-on. I'm with you, though. I'm with you on the whole. You need to move him as soon as you can. It's done. It's over with. And I don't like the fact that he hasn't, and correct me if I'm wrong, he hasn't even tweeted out "Welcome to Philadelphia" to Jaylen Brown yet.
No. Now, officially, the trade cannot happen till Monday.
Yeah, so I don't care.
Maxi tweeted.
Yeah, exactly.
The NBA acknowledged it.
Yes, you can at least acknowledge it. So him being the face of the franchise or one of the faces of the franchise, I would like if he would have been excited about getting Jaylen Brown here. So I don't even know where his mindset is at.
And that's fair.
And that's a good question as to when will they wind up doing it. But you're absolutely right. The time has come. It's time to move on. You got to do it sooner the better. Jaylen Brown, Brad Stevens.
Oh, and the last thing on Joel before we move on to that is I understand they don't want to act out of desperation because that's what happened with the Celtics.
With Jaylen Brown, the
reason that they had to trade Jaylen Brown and only get back what they got back was because his name popped up in trade rumors with Giannis and it was untenable to bring him back. The whole league knew it. And he's already got a contract already that they're not, like, a ton of teams aren't excited about taking on. And so I don't want to do it in a position of weakness with getting rid of Joel, but also, like, I don't want to wait 2 years to do it anymore.
Somebody was like, Golden State. To me.
Whatever.
Yeah, it smells like Golden State to me.
Okay, so you're so Stevens.
So my Brad Stevens thing, I just think they may have lost their fastball. Listen, Jaylen Brown, they obviously know him better than we do.
Yes.
So I'm with you. Red flags go up. You're saying, hold up, is this what we're doing? This is how you're getting rid of Jaylen Brown? What's wrong with this?
Yes, it's like,
it's too good to be true.
I'll sell you this Ferrari for $5. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So I understand that. I think there is enough.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Animosity, intention behind the scenes that they felt there is no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out, to their surprise, the market for him was not as great as they thought it should be.
Yes.
I mean, you go from not being able to get Giannis. And I honestly think the reason they didn't get Giannis, I don't think Giannis wanted to go to Boston. I think Giannis wanted to go to Miami, and that's what Milwaukee did. They traded him to Miami. But you should have still been able to get more for Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Market wasn't as great as they thought it would be. I'm okay with that. And here's why. Because the most we would have given up if we wind up with egg on our face is future picks.
Yep.
And I would risk giving up the future picks to bring in Jaylen Brown and take a chance on him.
Oh, yeah.
It may not work out, but I'm okay with them making the move.
It doesn't.
Even if it doesn't work out.
It wouldn't have made me not want to make the move, but it does affect how, like, my confidence in that it'll work or not work.
Right.
You know, rather than me being 90% confident, I'm like 70%
You're wondering,
confident.
Like, yeah, what is this? Yeah.
Yes. And one of the reasons that a lot of teams were nervous about it is that he's got 3 years left on his contract, but as of July 26th, he's eligible for a 2-year extension,
which
would be 2 years, like $135 million, would be his 34-year-old and 35-year-old season. So
go ahead and take care of that.
No.
Yeah, go ahead and take care of that, Genzi.
No, not yet. We can wait a year.
Well, I'm just saying, if he wants it, if he says, I want to be here as a six and I need a 2-year extension, go ahead and take care of it.
Every time you yell me about the Embiid extension, I'm reminded you of this. So 215-592-9494.
We are back. We are in title contention.
Sixers.
It's plus 2,000.
Yeah, well, it went from plus, I think, 8,000 to plus 2,000.
Yeah.
They're now they are the third favorite to win the East.
Second, right?
Yeah, the Knicks are one, and the Celtics are two. The Celtics might be one.
It's the other
two.
Way.
Okay.
So we're not in front of the Celtics. No, you're right. We're still behind the Celtics.
We're like plus 750, and the Celtics, I think, are plus 425.
Yeah, we're third. You're right.
And make no mistake, and then we'll get to the phones, I promise, 215-592-9494. I think the Celtics are still going to be really good. Like, so the last three years, they were 36-6 when Jaylen Brown didn't play.
Yeah.
They won 56 games with Jaylen Brown in that spot. I think they can win 56 games with Jason Tatum in that spot, to be quite honest with you.
I don't think they'll be bad.
No.
Yeah, they'll be a good team.
Yes, but I think if you put Brad Stevens on a lie detector and said, don't you wish you could have kept Jaylen Brown? I think that answer would be yes.
Yeah.
I think he would wanted to trade him for Giannis, but if you knew that this was going to be the outcome, would you have traded Jaylen Brown? I think the answer is no, and I think you're right. The animosity forced their hand. 215-592-9494. Jaylen Brown is a Sixer. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Mom there. We're back.
You swerve off 24 hours ago, Chuck.
Hey, listen, Spike, listen, with new information, what do I say?
Yes.
With new information comes what? New takes, man.
Yes, absolutely.
This is the lovely thing about sports. I don't just love sports because of the play on the field or the play on the court or the ice, whatever the case may be. It's the stuff that happens in the off season, man. In any given day, you know what I mean? It could just change in 24 hours. Now, I thought these two yesterday, Spike, was playing a April Fool's joke on me because I didn't get the news. I didn't have my phone on me. I was unloading my truck. And, man, I heard from Mike. I heard from Jack. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be more excited. You know what I mean? Listen, Mike Danzy Appreciation Day coming soon. He just stole the summer. You know what I mean? Howie Roseman got a one-up, and he just stole the summer. He's the best GM in the city right now. Listen, I give props to my main man over there, you know, Jameer Nelson. Mike Danzy, and the man that knows how to build a team, the next Pat Riley, you know what I mean, Mr. Myers. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this is something that is extraordinary.
This is wild.
And, you know, this is extraordinary.
Yes. Talk on it.
I'm a lost words right now. You know what I mean? I don't even know what to say. I mean, this 24 hours ago, I was just saying I'm done. I'm going to sell my fandom. You know, but now they just pulled me right back in. You know, this is just like, it's like waking up on Christmas Day, you know, as a kid. You know what I mean? Not knowing what you want to get.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you, Mr. Danzy. You know, I don't know where you came from, but I tell you, man, I give you an A-plus so far.
Cleveland.
Like, this guy is amazing.
Cleveland, yeah. Yeah.
He's a maniac. You know, this guy's a maniac, man. He, to do something like this, I didn't even think we had the possibility. A couple weeks ago, I called you guys. What did I say? I said, you know, Jaylen Brown should request a trade for what the Boston Celtics did to him. They tried to trade him. They get Giannis. They struck out. And little did I know, little did we know, that he was coming here to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we have the Andrew Bynums and the Chris Webbers and the Glenn Robinson.
No, this is
and all
better.
Things
yeah, this is better. Yeah.
This is different.
This is different. He's actually healthy.
And he took fear in my heart. He took fear in my heart every time he touched the ball when we were playing him in the playoffs. So I know what this guy is capable of. And, man, all I got to say now is, listen, you guys, watch what you say about King James, because word in the sky.
You better start calling him King.
You better start calling him King, because he could be a Philadelphia 76er. And one of those second-round picks, which you can do, right, send that over to the Lakers and go get Bronny and lure King James here. And let's just complete this thing, you know what I'm saying, and get this thing started. Joel, I don't care what Joel does. I don't care what Joel does. I don't care if he's hurt for 60 games. This team is good enough right now as instructed. And they got to do something to pitch. They got to get about a couple more guys here. I would like to get a good center here that I know I can count on the block shots and rebound. But if Joel's going to be on this team, Spike, if he's going to be on this team, he has to reinvent the way he plays basketball. I don't need 30 or 40 points from him anymore. I need you to control that paint defensively.
But he's not.
As
he
best
can't.
You can.
He can't. He can't anymore. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. That part's over.
He got to go then. In that case, he got to go. I mean, you know, all good things come to an end, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to go. I've been to go for the longest. Now is really legitimate. And if they can trade Paul George, they can get rid of Joel. They can find a way to get rid of Joel. So I wouldn't. Mike Gansey's a maniac, man. He's a maniac. This dude could do anything. You know what I'm saying? He's heaven sent. You know, he's the closest thing to Jesus.
All right.
Right now. You know what I mean?
Chucky 360, that's blasphemous.
No, that's not blasphemous. He's the closest thing. That's a far distant second. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I'm talking about as far
way to clean
as
it
anything
up.
On this. Yeah, that's a far distant second from Jesus. He's nowhere near. But I'm just saying, right now, in my eyes, this guy is the closest thing to heaven sent. You hear me?
Yeah.
This guy is doing God's work on earth right now. You know, I'm just ecstatic, man. We're back, man. You know what I'm saying? We got hope, man.
I'm
with you. Y'all just turn the TV on. You know, you guys said just turn it on. And just,
I'm looking forward to opening night, Chuck. I'm looking forward to opening night.
Hold up. Listen, Jack, Jalen Hurts who?
We got another Jalen in town.
All right, folks. Peace.
All right, Chuck. So we might as well talk about the LeBron thing now.
Yes.
So
let's go, King James.
All right, embarrassing.
Let's go, King James.
This is embarrassing.
Love to hear it.
This is embarrassing.
Did you just say he's finally over Kobe?
Would never say that. Would never say that. But I'll tell you what, for a Sixers championship, I'm on board.
Yeah,
bring
sure
him on in.
I am not. Well, okay.
No. They need a point guard.
Well, there's two.
There's an angel and a devil on your shoulders.
The angel is saying, Spike, you do not want to watch LeBron all year. You can't stand LeBron. And the devil's going, content.
Yeah.
Content.
Major content.
Yeah. So I don't want to throw cold water.
Yeah.
So Chuck mentioned there's a couple of things here. Chuck mentioned they got to fill out the roster.
Mm-hmm.
All they're hard capped this year. So all they can spend are minimums. That's all they got.
Yep.
So he would have to come here for a minimum. And also filling out the bench is like the team that we see, unless they trade someone, the team that we see
pretty
is the
much
team
what
that
we have.
The team that we see is the team that we get. We are sort of short on wings, like our backup wing at this point is Justin Edwards. But to LeBron.
Yeah.
I do not believe in any machination. I don't care if Brian Windhorst says that they're both clutch, he and Tyrese Maxey, that LeBron James is saying, you know what I'm doing for my final year? I'm going to go play in Philadelphia. I'm going to watch Jaylen Brown dribble the air out of the ball, and I'm going to watch Joel Embiid show up at 6:55 and decide if he's going to play tonight. Like, I really do believe Cleveland, Golden State, Miami, he would do one of those things. I think he's trying to make it. He loves attention.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
He wants to drag it out.
He wants everyone to call and say, we want LeBron.
Yeah.
We want LeBron. LeBron, would you come play for us? I don't think he's coming to play. And I wouldn't want him here.
Yes, we would.
No, we would.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would, Spike. Listen, we've got to give it up for the greater good, and the greater good is the Sixers.
No.
You are our top Sixer guy.
Yeah.
This would make the Sixers the basketball team of the universe.
We've been the basketball team of the universe.
Not like this. With him, listen.
Fountain's not drained. He's a drain. LeBron's a drain.
He is a drain.
Yeah.
You're right. I feel dirty.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
I got to admit. But now, you know what? I'll take a shower at some point. I'll take a shower at some point. I'm okay with it. Fritzy, the king wants to come, I'm on board. Go get it.
Basketball nirvana.
This is unbelievable.
He's going to make the right play like he always does.
I don't know about all that.
He can bring the ball up.
But I tell you what, I'll put my eyes closer on him. He's the first one getting blamed when something goes wrong. You can bet on that.
That's why you want him. I actually think that's why. So you can blame him every night when they lose.
The one thing he does well that they are a serious deficiency of now is like they do not. The passing in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, when I tell you that Joel is probably the best passer in the starting lineup, he probably is. That is not one thing.
And Jaylen Brown didn't change that.
No, Jaylen Brown's not a passer.
Can't go left.
No.
We're going to find out he can't go left.
Just like Jordan.
He reminds
me of Michael Jordan.
Shut up. Now, the positive for Tyrese, I think there's a big positive for Tyrese Maxey here. Is I think that the wearing down of Tyrese Maxey, a lot of it was because he was on ball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy bringing the ball up. He was the guy running the offense. If you needed someone to go and score, it was always Tyrese Maxey, always Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is actually a very good off-ball player.
Yeah, he's not a natural
point guard.
He's just not.
No, and them getting someone else, you would have hoped that Paul George could have taken some of that load by being the primary ball handler sometimes, but he couldn't. Now, Paul George, nice passer, all that kind of stuff, but he didn't play, and when he did play, sometimes he just disappeared. But Jaylen Brown's never going to disappear. So the idea of Tyrese Maxey flying around screens and, you know, getting open and working that way without having to dribble the ball and having the defense be like, where the hell is Tyrese
LeBron
Maxey?
LeBron finding him.
Yes.
Good passes.
We stop with the LeBron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. They are at a bit of a passing deficiency.
Yeah, we need a guard, man.
Well,
dude, come on.
We can get Ben Simmons.
You guys stop.
I mean, on the cheap, we need a four.
We're not.
We need guys that can pass.
We need guys.
LeBron is a point forward.
We no.
At this point, his career, just bring the ball up.
He's not
distribute.
You guys are.
I'm in on all of it.
I know.
Bring them all in.
Yeah, he's clearly getting LeBron.
See, the shameful thing about Ike here, the number one shameful thing, is if he thought this really was going to happen, I could understand this little act over here. But there's no way he thinks it's going to happen, and he's doing this little "I want LeBron" act. So I'm going to hold this over your head for the next 10 years. You think there's ever a time when that guy does some cornball stuff in Cleveland or wherever he is? Like, you wanted him. So the Sixers actually did make another move today, and it is
more important,
less big. But no, I'm excited. I've always been an Anthony Simons guy. I love small guards that are chuckers. I've always loved those guys. It's one of the reasons I liked LeBaron Filon. It is so Anthony Simons has been in the league for a while. He was drafted out of high. He didn't go to college. He was drafted out of, I think he did like AAU and high school and never played college ball, but went to Portland and became a really good scorer and a unconscious shooter. Like he shoots when he plays, like per 36 minutes, he's shooting like 9 threes a game. He gets it off quick. He's a great scorer. I mean, we're going to need a year or two for Filon to develop into what he is. You want a guy off the bench who can carry the scoring load for the Sixers while Maxey's on the bench or even Jaylen Brown's on the bench. Anthony Simons is great. 2 years, $12 million is their last big signing.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Anthony Simons, who was actually on the Celtics last year. He was making $30 million last year, was on the Celtics. They salary dump traded him. That was the Vucevic trade where they traded him to Chicago. So I'm thrilled to have Anthony Simons on the team. Now, our backup guards are tiny. With Grimes leaving, our backup guards are LeBaron Filon, who's 6'2", and Anthony Simons, who's 6'1". Mm-hmm. That's a small backcourt.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Knicks just had a small backup backcourt. You know, they had Deuce McBride on the bench
Alvarado. We're not short of guards anymore.
No, we're not short of guards. Yeah. We definitely have our share of guards. So 255-592-9494. Jaylen Brown is a Sixer. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Spike, Ike, Jack, love you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Joyous day.
Joyous day.
Yes, sir.
Joyous day. And you guys made so many great points, but one point that I want to say that Ike already made is we're getting Jaylen Brown, right, Spike? But we're getting a better Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
So we're going to pound the Celtics the next 3 years. We're just going to pummel them the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. That guy's going to go out there and score 40 a game every time he plays the Celtics.
Yep.
It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's four games he's going to be up for every year.
Oh yeah, there's no injuries. There's no. What do they call it? There's no
load
managing. No. He will be playing 45 minutes those games. He will be taking every shot. I hope Tyrese Maxey can get a break that game. He won't be shooting nearly as much. Yeah, your point, Tasty Kick, about Jaylen Brown being a Jaylen Brown out to prove a point. Is a good one. Now, I don't know how we... Now, the other thing about Jaylen Brown, Tasty Cake, is he does talk a lot. He's a Twitch streamer. I don't know how we would have reacted to Jaylen Brown saying that this year was his favorite year.
We would not.
Like, I would have crushed him.
Yeah, we would not have reacted well.
We would have not reacted well. But him being pissed off is good for us.
Yep.
Now, here's the other thing, Ike, is that with Joel, when you have Tyrese Maxey, Jaylen Brown, and Joel, Spike, you're going to spend half the game in the penalty. That's all they're going to do is shoot free throws.
Yeah. A lot of free throws, yeah.
Right? All those guys can accumulate foul shots. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I also hope that, you know, they started calling that Jaylen Brown push-off in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That is a legal move. I want the NBA to know that push-off is a legal move. Everyone
That's
does
right.
it.
Damn
that
right.
is a legal move. You're talking about fouls. That cannot be called a foul. Yeah.
The fact that it's so prominent, and we associate that with his game.
Yes, that is a
that
legal
means he
move.
He does it a lot.
I am pro push-off, push-off power. That
Again,
is,
another comp to Michael Jordan. They both push-off.
Oh, will you stop?
He did push off in Utah.
Yeah, well, everyone knows it.
Yeah, well, that play.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Tasty Cake.
I think Jaylen Brown also, Spike, brings an intensity. Like, I think he's a killer.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's got Mamba mentality.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like, he's a Kobe disciple. He is.
Yeah. He definitely wants the last shot.
So,
yeah. That is for sure. Yeah.
And I think that he could bring that throughout the team. I mean, I feel like it's Christmas Day. You know, Spike, it's going to be Sixers Celtics. Christmas Day is going to be Sixers Celtics.
You know, Sixers Celtics Christmas
back
Day.
Back on Christmas.
We're back on Christmas.
Back on
it's
Christmas.
It's been a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No doubt, Tasty Cake. That's a matchup. That's a 5 o'clock matchup.
You think
or they
so?
Probably put the Knicks. Or they put the Knicks at 5.
Knicks might be a 5. We might be a 3.
3 o'clock game. Yeah.
Now, Tasty Cake. Let me ask you this: in your heart, just deep in your heart, are you at all nervous about trading with Brad Stevens and the Celtics after what they did to us 10 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Jaylen Brown is a superstar.
I know.
No, I'm not. I have nothing but unbelievable positive vibes about this. I couldn't believe it. It's just incredible. I couldn't wait to talk to you guys. I suffered through that Phillies game, but I couldn't wait to talk to you guys because I just can't believe that we dumped Paul George for Jalen. It's unbelievable. And no, I think it's the best trade since Moses. It's like, that's it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even know what could be.
The T.O. trade was pretty big.
No, I think he's talking about the Sixers.
Oh, the Sixers.
I hope you're just talking about the Sixers.
Yeah, just talking about Sixers.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah, it's like this or the D'Anthony Mountain one. Did love D'Anthony Mountain. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off any window or any door with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, do you have a top 5 of 5 prepared for us?
I do.
Oh, wow, it is special.
We're going to keep it on topic.
I thought, you're a pro.
You're a pro.
Yeah. No pause moments
today.
Are
you sure we actually want to go on vacation? We don't want to come back and talk about this all week next week?
I think we could.
Wow. Let's go on vacation.
Yeah.
Already spent a lot of money. Okay. All right, Jack. Let's go. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more and more and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com.
So what I have for you today are in lieu of...
Well, it depends on what the next sentence is.
The Jaylen Brown?
No.
Nope? Okay. No. So in honor of...
So in lieu of means instead of...
All right, so in honor of the Jaylen Brown trade, I have for you the 5 most out-of-nowhere Philly sports moves of my lifetime.
Okay.
Didn't see it coming.
Okay.
Because no one saw the Jaylen Brown thing coming.
Did not see it coming.
Looked down phone for 1 second. All of a sudden, Jaylen Brown, Sixer. I called everyone I knew, even Chuck. He didn't pick up either, which I thought was disrespectful.
Wow.
Anywho. Starting at number 5, and I was in the building. I was at the preseason game that night. But when the Eagles signed Mike Vick, it started going, because this was kind of, social media was just starting a little bit. It started going around the stadium, and you started getting alerts of the Eagles really signed Mike Vick. There's a murmur throughout the stadium. It was very, very odd. But the Mike Vick out of nowhere Eagles signing was a shock.
Yeah. I remember I was. I was in the stadium as well. I was at the game. It was, we were at
Look
the
at
game.
Us. We could have really linked up.
Well, the funny thing is, I believe they were getting it somehow early on the broadcast, but they couldn't say anything about it.
Yes.
They couldn't say anything about it.
Because I was listening to the broadcast. I was actually in my car on Columbus Boulevard. I left the game with Chris Johnson, formerly of IPNWSB. Yeah. And I think I might have heard Merrill say it first or John Russell. I can't remember who it was, but it was.
Thank you, Merrill.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
No doubt. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Why were you at the game because of YSP?
Yeah. YSP was the flagship.
Yeah.
Were you still like the DJ at that point?
Well, what was the year?
Not 09.
It was 09.
Yes. So I had come back from Chicago and I was the assistant program director and the midday host. at that point.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. It was so weird that they were on YSB and like we had the post-game show.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny.
The football, we'll get to number four, but the football team on the rock station thing was like everywhere for a while. Because Sunday, because you don't have to worry about the rock station during the week criticizing your free agency move. Rock station can only be like, yeah! Meanwhile, you got me going, is Howie really that good? Yeah. The Friday before the game. So there was a lot of rock station football.
Yeah.
Football stuff.
Interesting. All right, the fourth most out-of-nowhere Philly sports move of my life takes us back to draft night 2023 when out of nowhere, A.J. Brown was traded to the Eagles and it made Ike do this.
Now I'm awake!
So there were no rumors about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I think we threw it out of, hey, like, what about A.J. Brown?
Right.
But there was no buildup of, they could get A.J. Brown tonight.
Wait, you said 2023. It wasn't 2023.
22.
22.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, 22. And that was, and that happened, that was the year we drafted Jordan Davis, I believe.
Okay.
And I was not high on taking Jordan Davis with our first pick. I'm like, why are we taking a nose tackle that plays 20 snaps a game with our
news.
First draft.
He's the third highest paid nose tackle.
Well, I'm more fond of him now than I was then.
Yeah. Right.
I was either on Kyle Hamilton or I forget who else. Maybe it was a wide receiver.
Hamilton was your one. Oh,
yeah.
You liked the Lions guy, Jameson Williams.
Jameson Williams, yeah. So, yeah. And then the A.J. Brown thing happened, and it was like, whoa.
Well, because it wasn't that night. They entered in the draft 3 first-round picks.
Yes.
They traded one to the Saints for their future first. That's how we ended up with Jalen Carter.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they traded the second first-round pick for A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
So you thought you had 3 of this down to 1. It was Jordan Davis, and they flipped that one for A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was an awesome move.
That was awesome.
Yeah, only – this is such a weird time for me between 21 and when I came back in 24 because I saw things happen with Philly, but I was never, like, following the – so I didn't even know if we had talked about A.J. Brown. So it just came out of nowhere.
Yep, it did. And now we've traded A.J. Brown for Jalen Brown.
That's right.
Yes.
Two disgruntled guys with the last name Brown, both 29.
Boston and Philadelphia.
Dude, when Jalen Brown comes here, he's got to say, this is heaven. That's what I want to see. I want to see this is basketball heaven.
Basketball heaven. That's what everyone says. The third out of nowhere Philly sports move in my life is one that that wasn't important at this point, but I remember disgustingly talking myself into Kiko Alonso for Shady McCoy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? It makes sense.
Yeah, I defense talked myself to Kiko as well.
I was a Kiko guy.
Yeah, I had a Kiko t-shirt.
Was it cut off?
It was not.
I was not happy with that. No. It chipped to me. He put me through. Yeah, I had to be real critical, man, because he went, there was a lot of moves there within that year time frame.
Oh, he went crazy.
Yeah, from D-Jag to, you know, Robbie Cooper and Shady and then trade Nick Foles for Sam Bradford and a damn second round draft pick. It was Nick Foles and a second round pick for Sam Bradford.
I remember figuring out, like, wait, we traded the pick?
He's coming off surgery with a bum knee. Yeah.
You did have that preseason game.
Green Bay.
He did 10 of 10.
And Kiko did an interception in his first game down in Atlanta. And we were like, all right, maybe we got a steal here. And he was also.
Half shirt.
I was having
the half jersey thing. Yeah.
Well, Bader's a half shirt guy.
I know. They actually reminded me of each other.
Yep.
And he was incredibly important in going and getting Carson because it was 13, Kiko and Byron Maxwell to 8.
Yeah.
And then eventually 8-2.
Yeah. Yep.
Love Kiko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second most out of nowhere Philly sports signing move of my lifetime. And it was one that I think we were all shocked by. It obviously has worked out. And I think it was the single biggest WIP spike in its history. And that was when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Well, the stream. So there was COVID time.
Yep.
And I'm home. And I actually, during the draft, I don't know why, took dog for a walk. Mm-hmm. And I came back and my phone, a billion messages. And I remember seeing you could look at stats of our internet stream. And like I'm describing it, it was like flat, 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 flat. And then all of a sudden, like 100 times, people just tune into WIP during the second round at night. On a Friday night?
Friday night. Day 2 of the draft.
Yeah.
That pretty much shocked everybody.
Yeah.
Well, and I think I remember Julia was like, is this real? Like, what is it? They drafted Jalen Hurts?
Yeah. That shocked everybody.
Well, that was when, during the COVID time, we spent months having to make stuff up, you know, for topics. Mm-hmm. But then the Eagles gave us a topic.
Yeah.
Did they draft him? to be the starting quarterback. Yep. It was just like, oh, boy, man. Thank you, Eagles.
And why does Doug look so happy? Why is Doug so happy? I've never seen him so happy in my life. Amazing. But the number one most out of nowhere Philly sports move of my life was the Halladay Lee day, where we thought for maybe a second.
We had both.
Yeah. But no, and Matt Lee's going to Seattle.
Yeah.
But also we got Roy Halladay. Cliff Lee was just our hero in 09, but we got Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of emotions.
Yeah, I think I was on with your dad during that time when it happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we were trying to
figure out what the hell was going on.
I think I was on with him during that time. Because that was 2010 or 2009. Yeah, that was 2010. Yeah,
well, it was the 2009 offseason.
Did that happen on the same day of, like, signing Nnamdi? Didn't something happen on the same day?
That was Pence.
Hunter Pence.
Right, that was in the summer. Yes. Because I remember when both.
I remember that one as well.
I do too. Very memorable day.
Yeah. Again, I was on with your dad for that one too.
I remember listening to it. I actually remember exactly where I was. I was in my car right around 4th and Market, where YSP was at the time.
I was at a pizza shop as me and Jill were on our way down to a concert at the old Peter Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, they got Pence and Nnamdi. And then Ike broke the news to Hunter Pence that he was traded to San Fran a year later.
Yeah. You and Michael B were doing the broadcast from Lysios.
Yep.
That was a Hunter Pence endorsement. Yeah. You guys told him he got traded.
And he was like, really? He's like, yeah, Hunter.
You're out of here.
This is what it says here.
Yeah. Good game. Let's go eat.
Yeah. 215-599.
He went straight to his phone, too. Like, hold on.
Yep.
In the middle of the interview, too, by the way.
I remember hearing it.
Oh, it turned into the best leader of all time out in San Francisco, won a World Series. He was in a little mopey.
So before we get back,
not that we hold grudges.
No. And we'll get you Jaylen Brown, 215-592-9494. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It's great to have another great player, of course. But didn't we just go? So I'm not questioning this, just wondering how it's going to work out. Mm. We just went from this thing where it's Joel's team to, okay, maybe it's Tyrese Maxey's team now.
Yeah.
Now you trade for Jaylen Brown. I can promise you, Jaylen Brown thinks this is Jaylen Brown's team.
Yeah.
So the on-court thing is one thing. That's up to Nick Nurse to figure it out. I wonder from a vibe and leadership and ego perspective, Tyrese Maxey's a great guy, but also he's a human and he's a great basketball player.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid, you still have to worry about it while he's here.
Yep.
Now, I don't think Joel gets to think he's the guy anymore, but that doesn't
mean he doesn't.
Yep. So now
I agree with that.
So, and the difference between Jaylen Brown and Maxey is that I think Embiid is comfortable with Tyrese Maxey doing what he does.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown's a whole other thing. Jaylen Brown was on his Twitch stream calling, saying Joel Embiid is talented, but he's also a flopper and blah, blah, blah. So I just wonder how that's going to happen from a leadership perspective, all that, from locker room perspective.
And it's going to have to work itself out. I think Jaylen Brown obviously comes in as the more established player, the better player, when you think of he and Maxey. But he's not established here in Philadelphia just yet.
Yep.
And so I would imagine in the first year, Jaylen Brown is just trying to get comfortable being in Philadelphia, right? And they sort of co-lead this thing. By the second year, if we want to get to where we ultimately want to go, we need Jaylen Brown to be the leader of the team.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, that's what we need. I love Tyrese Maxey, but we've always said he needs that A guy there. And Jaylen Brown, even if you don't view him as a quote-unquote superstar, he's still a top 10 to 12 player in this league with the resume to go with it and the mentality that I think we would love to see in Maxey. So, actually, hopefully he rubs off on Tyrese Maxey.
I hope they rub off on each other a little bit, too.
Loosen Jaylen Brown up a little bit. Yeah. But at the same time, you need that. I think sometimes Joel had that jovial personality. And the only time he really had sort of a mean streak in him is when he got fed up with something. It's not something he carried on him.
No, he had to be pushed into it.
I think Jaylen Brown sort of has that with him, that chip on his shoulder. Always something to prove, like always thinking he needs to be better than the other guy.
Well,
there's a chippiness to him.
One of the interesting things about his time in Boston is he already went through this in that both he and Jason Tatum thought they were the guy. I think because of how it worked out, I think probably both of them. Neither of them were ever actually considered the guy because, mm-hmm. you know, I think Jason Tatum was a better player. But when you get to the conference finals and the finals, and Jason Tatum is sort of like, he was a good defender, but he was sort of throwing up all over himself offensively. Yep. And Jaylen Brown went and won conference finals MVP and finals MVP and those sorts of things. And like, I think I give the Celtics credit for being able to keep that, you know, afloat as long as it was.
As long as they could.
But he is no stranger. And I think one of the things, you know, Tasty Cake said and you said, he's going to be pissed off at the Celtics. Absolutely. But I also think he is out there trying to say, like, okay, I want
I can
full
lead a team.
Credit now.
Yes.
And he's going to a team with an all-NBA player and a former all-NBA player. Both have been entrenched here since they got drafted. So I think it'll just be something to watch to see how that goes.
Yeah,
so I want to see, like, look, I don't want him Twitch streaming all the time, but I do want to see Tyrese Maxey on his Twitch stream. Like, yeah. I want to see them, you know.
And we will have to get accustomed to Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a content
streaming
machine.
And, yeah, Twitching, yes. We got, he speaks his mind.
He does.
We got warmed up with Janky Rondo
right.
and AJ last year.
Yep. Oh,
now,
yeah.
I did see some reports that Jaylen Brown's already reached out and talked to Tyrese and VJ.
Okay.
Which is good. But no Joel.
That's what I'm saying.
Really? Where did you see that? Do you remember?
Somewhere on Twitter.
Okay. Do we...
Might need to verify.
Okay. Why don't we... That is an unverified report.
Well, I saw it's VJ and Tyrese. I didn't see Joel.
You know, I said, I think there is a chance that Embiid's not on the team on opening night.
I agree. I'm with you.
I thought there was like a 2% chance before this.
I'm with you. I'm telling you, Golden State.
Yeah, I think there's the... I don't know. Why does Golden State want them?
They need everybody.
I think they got to dump them.
We sent us Jimmy Butler.
And we're going to have to send a couple picks or something.
All right. Shams did say.
Okay.
He said on NBA Today that he has already spoken to Maxey and Ejiko.
Those two.
Since being traded.
Has not talked to Joel.
The big fella.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
215.
Makes you wonder if the big fella's on board with this.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, I think that's fair.
Dude, he could be one of those guys that when you ask the Sixers, you know, F's Mike Gansey and Nick Nurse, when was the last time I talked to Joel Embiid? They could both say a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago.
Don't know where he is.
Right.
You know, have no idea. I mean, he's one of those guys that could just disappear for the offseason.
I mean, we are fresh off him and Jaylen Brown going back and forth in a game seven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Where it feels like, Joel, I bet he could be feel like, I just beat this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The biggest win of my career just came out. I just emasculated that guy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And there's no way he's taking it well to the celebration of the arrival of Jaylen Brown.
There's no way.
Yeah. He looks at Sixer Twitter and Philadelphia Twitter. So
there's
He knows there's a huge swell of, yeah.
This might be over.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Spike's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't. I can't. Charlotte?
Nah.
No, I don't.
Nah, they're keeping their cap clean. I don't know. Everyone thinks that.
How about Phoenix?
Nope. They don't have it. Well, I mean, they have a lot of money invested in that team. No. So, okay. So one thing Tasty Cake said, and then I promise we'll get the break here, is he was like, well, if we can find somebody to take Paul George, we can find somebody to take Joel Embiid. I have news for you. And no, Paul George in a trade is worth more than Joel Embiid. Is worth less negative. He's got one less year in his contract. He makes less, and you can fit him in on literally every team. Like the offense does not. Paul George can come and go, and your team's fine. Joel can't.
Yep.
So Joel's contract is more damaging than Paul George's was. It's crazy to say, but I just think you need someone who actually doesn't even believe in it and is rebuilding and, you know, what? Okay.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. More on Jaylen Brown. If you want to talk about it, of course you do, coming up next. And also a little tiny spat between Zach Wheeler and Don Mattingly. We'll hear what both of them had to say about Donnie Baseball taking Zach Wheeler out of the game last night in the fifth inning. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You're fired up. It's also hot as hell outside. It's 104 degrees. What does that mean? It means your energy bills are going up. They're going up higher than they should be going because of your old drafty windows that you have not replaced. We moved into our new house in South Jersey. Those windows, 30 years old. They needed to be replaced. Guy did it for me. That front door was 30 years old. Guy replaced it for me. They could do it for you too. And the best discount of the year. Their big 40% off summer sales event on every expertly installed window and door. Get 40% off every window you buy, 40% off every single high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window, 40% off any door, any kind of door, storm door, garage door, patio door, insulated entry door. Get your project started with no money down and pay it off interest-free for up to 18 months. All prior sales are excluded, but that's fine because this one is the best, as I just told you. Minimum purchase required. Do not miss it. Call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That is goguida.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.